Only You. It's called Only You. This song.
Who does this?
Yazoo. You know Yazoo? Just All I Needed. The first part. All I Needed Was the Love You Gave.
All I needed was the love you gave. What's the next
one? All I needed was for another day.
All I needed for another day?
Yeah.
That's not what she said.
I think that is what she said. Pretty sure that's what she said.
All I needed was another day or for an...
Oh, okay. Only You lyrics. All I Needed for Another Day.
Can I just look at it? Why do I have to move?
Yeah. No, you can look at it.
All I needed was the love you gave. All I needed for another day.
Was the song playing a rom-com? I felt it. Jennifer Lawrence made me feel it. I still turned it off because all I needed was to not watch a movie with fake feelings. But for a moment during that song, I felt it. My mom purchased it through our smart TV, which is connected to my Amazon account. But her birthday is coming up, and she's a sucker for a good rom-com. Love Actually, Notting Hill, P.S. I Love You, she melts, just turns to a pile of putty. I like watching rom-coms, but only with my mom. Usually, it's annoying when someone keeps looking at you during a movie, seeing if you laugh at the funny parts or cry at the sad parts. I usually hate that. But when my mom does it, which is constant, I love it. When she looks at me during the movie, I pretend to ignore. But at times I look back, and without fail, she's mouthing the words, "I love you." The rom-coms fill her with emotion, and she is the type to let it out. There is an everlasting supply of plane tickets she will buy for me to come back to Chicago, just to eat her food and watch movies for a couple of days. A fact that I was always embarrassed about because it made me feel like less of an adult. A fact that now I cherish. Unconditional love is ridiculous. I don't think it makes any sense. Has every condition really been exhausted? What if my politics change? In this family? In this world? Could that break the covenant? I'm using the word covenant because I just saw this movie, the title, Guy Ritchie's The Covenant, a name even more ridiculous than unconditional love. The movie should just be called The Covenant. I don't know Guy Ritchie, and I don't care who he is, but I do find myself looking up his filmography anyway, just to see if he's made enough good movies to warrant such a title. He has not. Guy Ritchie's The Covenant is not a movie my mother would enjoy. She can't watch a movie with more than a paper cut's worth of blood. She is a nurse. She prides herself on giving the most painless shots. But no shot could be more painless than the pediatrician who used to ask me the question, Bugs Bunny or Mickey Mouse? Which was confusing because, one, Daffy Duck was not even an option, and two, regardless of what my answer was, he'd give me the same shot.
Yeah. What was that about?
He was nuts. He was quirky. His game was, he was like really the only game in town. Like, I didn't like the other pediatricians.
Laura, pause for a second.
Dr. Shaw?
Just pause it.
Info of this.
What's fingernails?
I don't know. I'm trying to find out.
Just pause it.
I like the cast of this.
Oh, it's supposed to be good.
Sometimes I said Bugs Bunny, other times Mickey Mouse. The mystery of this question and its purpose has haunted me for the last 2 decades of my life. My mother would take me to the nearest Jewel Osco, allowing me to pick out a single Hot Wheels car from the bin, because I had been a good boy at the doctor's. I was not always a good boy. And I promise this is the last time I will say good boy, because somehow those words feel sexual, and I cannot have this be that. I had been well behaved at the doctor's, and the quality of my behavior is what earned me the Hot Wheels. They used to sell these electric ones that you could charge up and let zoom around the house.
Hot Wheels car.
Do you want me to get you Hot Wheels car after you get your nose done?
I just missed the Hot Wheels.
Okay.
Why did you get me those?
To bribe you to get a shot because you didn't want a shot.
At dinner once, I charged it under the table, and then its back wheels spinning furiously. I'd insert it into the spaghetti sauce, showering my sister, showering my dad, but not showering my mom, as a thank you for the gift of being born. What a gift, life. Making mistakes as a child, making mistakes as an adult, having and giving unconditional love, being able to talk about things we haven't yet made sense of, but may at some point understand. I owe it to you, Mom, and Dad. Your sperm shall be recognized as well. As I understand it, there is only one egg available at any given time, but like a billion sperm. Why isn't it just one really fucking jacked, powerful sperm with five tails, a coat of chainmail, a backpack equipped with snacks for the long journey? And the reason, I've come to realize, is that the sperm doesn't have a mother to pack it any snacks. No one is looking out for them, just pawns, cannon fodder for cervical mucus and angry immune cells. They know they only have a limited amount of time to reach the egg. They can't take a break to open their sack lunch, indulge in the homemade zucchini bread and snap peas my mother would pack for me on any drive lasting over 15 minutes. The sperm that became half of me was probably not that good. It was luck, not skill, that allowed it to stumble upon the egg. I think it swam pretty slow, but all the other ones just went the wrong way. And when it did get to the egg was like, fine, I'm bored. And there doesn't seem to be that many other options. And like, I could wait, but knowing your dad's sperm, they're probably halfway to the Bermuda Triangle. And so fuck it, get in here. 30 years later, I stand before you. Lucky to be alive. Happy that I am alive. That I can pause the movie and tell my mom, I love you too.
Just pause it for a sec.
He wants to reminisce a second.
Because I want to reminisce.
It's nice to talk. We're not together that often.
You have to, yeah, you don't have to watch this right now.
You just reminisce while you watch this movie? I need you.
I want to reminisce first and then watch it. Laura, stop, pause it. Thanks, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Story Tadpole. We will be back soon with another episode in no time. Give me a review on wherever you you listen. And, yeah, love you all. Recording.